Remember that song? That's R.E.M. from Life's Rich Pageant.
Woo!
On WFMU.
Cuyahoga. Well, hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU. I am the listener, Ralphie, and Sportsy Talk co-host for 2016, which is very fancy, and I am Bronwyn C., and my co-host, as always, is Jim the Poet.
Hey.
We are the most trusted team in Sports Talk Radio. Today, with you today until 7 p.m., and the third member of the most trusted team, very important, call screener John.
Wait a minute. Wasn't Danny D supposed to come here this week?
No, he didn't arrange that, but he's on the comments board. Danny D.
Daddy.
Hey, Danny D. We didn't email him. We got to set
Danny
that up.
D won our, what did he win?
I don't know, but I think you're over-modulating.
What does that mean?
That means you got to put your thing down. Hey, Sean G says, yeah, Jeets. And we have, yeah, Jeets. Contest. We have a Yeah Jeets contest.
We have a Jeter related contest.
We do. You could win tickets if you know your Jeter Jeets.
Do you know your Jeter
Jiu-jitsu.
Ailments.
Yeah. When do we do that? Should we do that now?
Like we'll right do that away?
In a little while.
We're
build
up
we have
to
some
that.
Other stuff to talk about. We have a contest today. You could be a winner today.
And John, the call screener, is with us today.
Yep.
Screening calls.
He is.
Chilling.
He's going to be in charge of the contest when we give away the
tickets. He will be awarding the winner.
We are so happy that he is.
But I'm a little shocked that Danny D didn't show up for his...
We didn't ask him to come in today. We didn't set it up.
Oh, we didn't?
No.
We talked about it on the air. Does he listen to our show?
Well, maybe not. I don't know.
What's happening?
He's listening now. But, yes, Danny D won our NHL.
I didn't quite fill out the brackets. I guess I was asleep, and I just, like...
Yeah, you forgot to pick a winner.
Fell asleep on the computer.
You had, like, zeros?
I had zero.
I had, like... I was in second place, and then I was in third place.
I wouldn't have picked the Penguins anyway.
And then I was in fourth place.
Me and Danny D went to a Devils game.
Yep, that's pretty fancy.
The Penguins beat us. Like, it was, like, 6-0 or something. It was just, like, one of the most depressing games I've ever been to. Just a complete blowout. It was like, oh, what?
Was it as bad as when NYCFC lost 7-0?
No, nothing could be as bad as that. That was insanely... No. And then people wanted us to talk about it on the air, like it was the greatest victory in the history of Western civilization or something like that.
Who'd they lose to? Red Bulls.
Red Bulls.
Red Bulls.
Is it Red Bull or Red Bulls?
Red Bulls.
Remember the Red Bull out?
How did that go? No, don't you remember that guy died? We weren't going to talk about it anymore.
Oh, yeah. It's a bummer.
Forget everything.
I'm sorry the guy died.
Yeah, the guy died. All right.
Sorry, dead. Dead people everywhere.
Dead people. I like dead people.
You
do? Most of my best friends are dead people.
Those are people who died?
Yeah, they all died.
It's a very exciting new world that we've entered into, a world in which the people who live in Cleveland... finally understand what it's like to be a champion of a real sport.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, what? You're not happy about
that? It's been 65. No, I think the Golden State Warriors are a great team. The whole thing of playoffs bothers me.
The whole thing of playoffs?
Yeah, playoffs bother me.
Playoffs are great.
Okay, let's go back to baseball, right? In the olden days, you had the American League and the National League, right?
Yes, we still have those.
And the best team, the team that won the most games in either league, won the pennant, and they got to be the champion of that league. And then they played each other in the World Series, right? And then you had the two best, over a significant amount of time, which team wins the most games over an entire season.
Yeah.
That's really good, right? That's important. That says who the best team is.
Yeah.
So you'd have the best team from either league, and they'd play each other in the World Series. And now you've got, like, these guys that are, like, wild cards because they're, like, fourth, and they beat some other guy that was fourth, and then they come in, and then they play, and then some fluke happens. One team goes cold, and the other team goes hot.
This sounds like some kind of New York Yankee bitterness.
I'm just saying.
I mean, the Yankees won, like, 30 World Series under the old rules and, like, zero under the new ones.
No, we've won since the playoffs happened.
Yeah, I understand. The playoffs have been around since, like,
I know.
The AL Championship's been around since, like, 1970-something.
I'm still unhappy about the designated hitter, and I think that came in the 60s, right? I mean, I don't know when that happened. I don't like the designated hitter.
Since when? What are you talking about?
It used to be that pitchers always, in either league.
Have you ever seen a pitcher hit? I mean, the only interesting pitcher I want to see hit is Bartolo Colon, because he's in, like, the fastest 2 minutes in sports, like him going from first to second on a double. I don't know, it should have been a triple.
Yeah.
It was like, it took him like an hour and a half because he's a chubby piece of garbage. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209.
What the heck is the Boodles?
9368. The Boodles?
The Boodles. Listen, Ralphine is on the comments board at
WFMU.org
saying, do y'all have any of today's scores from the Boodles? What is the Boodles?
Is that the European Championships?
Is that a thing we should know?
What's the Boodles?
There's so much soccer going on. Okay, you're asking your phone what the Boodles is?
No, I'm trying to get Sad Baby Eyes to play on my phone. The gloomy palace. I couldn't find Guided by Voices.
We couldn't find it. Eyes.
Sad Baby Eyes. I don't know. I bought that
That's fantastic. How much did that cost you?
99 cents.
99 cents, everybody. Where'd you buy it at?
Amazon.com.
You can buy Sad Baby Eyes by Guided by Voices for 99 cents.
It's like a 35-second song.
It's so worth it.
Boodles? I don't know what a Boodles is.
We don't know what the Boodles
is. I have no idea.
What is it?
But I do know that the Cleveland... See, that now I'm... I was kind of hoping that Cleveland would lose the championship, and then we would go there, and afterwards they would win maybe next year. Like, we're going into Cleveland.
Okay, this is the big news for WFMU at GOP.
Yeah.
We have secured funding for our trip. We weren't sure we were going to have the money.
Yeah.
And it's still not sure because they're making me put it on my credit card, which is really laughable because my credit card is pretty much maxed out and we're going to get there and it's going to be a problem. But I'm supposed to get reimbursed and we now have the money to go.
And we got some place to stay.
We have places to stay.
I'm staying with the major.
And I'm staying with fabulous author Rudy Delson and his family very generously have offered to let me stay with them. And he is a wonderful writer. If you're not familiar with his novels and his books,
I can read them on the way because we got like a long drive.
Yeah, we could have an audio book maybe. Maybe he reads them as an audio book. I don't know, but when I had a book club show on WFMU, I had him on.
Was
there.
It? What was the name of the show?
Do we have to go?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, it was JonBenét's
book club.
Yeah.
She would be like 35 now.
No, I used to for a while, I broadcast under the name of DJ JonBenét instead of my own
name. Yeah, why did you stop broadcasting under that name?
I don't know. People, you know. It just
people had an attitude about it?
People forgot who she was.
No one's forgotten.
That was sort of the reason I did it, though, was like to keep it, you know, I mean.
Keep her alive.
She's a little innocent weirdo girl, and she got killed.
Weirdo girl.
She was a pageant girl.
What?
She was a pageant girl.
It's not her fault.
I know, but I mean, they twisted her.
She was a pretty good pageant kid. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, okay, so they made her this weird pageant kid.
Incredible pageant kid, you know.
And then she got murdered, and it's like nobody ever found out. I mean,
I met that guy, did I tell you? I met the Mind Hunter guy. I met the guy who wrote that book. Yeah, yeah, he came and did an event at one of the bookstores I worked at.
The profiler guy.
Profiler man.
He's like an FBI profiler.
They're going to do a show about Mind Hunter guy, and it's like set in the 70s and 80s. And it's just, he's the most obnoxious, self-arrogant kind of insane dude, but he's like apparently the only one who, like, he'll look through your skull and know what your emotions are and stuff like that. And he was like,
could he tell me what
he was like? I met the guy,
yes,
I met the husband,
I met the wife,
I met the wife,
yes,
I knew that one of the other didn't. And to this day, he still doesn't know which one did it,
but he knows one of them did.
He knows one of them did it.
Oh, Sean G on the comments board says he bought Rudy Delson's book, How to Win Her Love.
How to Win Her Love, is that the book?
Yeah, it's actually nonfiction. It's like what you should do to get girls to, like, you know.
Oh, we're like seven exits past that. I'm just paying up front. I just pay.
You're not going to have to pay in Cleveland.
Pay in cash.
When we get to Cleveland,
yeah,
you are going to be like a 10 in Cleveland. I've
See,
seen
Bronwyn
people
keeps
in the
saying
Midwest.
This.
You are going to be like so. Women are going to be hanging on you. Of course, the women that are hanging on you are going to be as big as beef cattle.
Well, I'm doing two things to try to blend in because I'm a little scared that we're going to, what they've been doing at Trump rallies is going, you don't look like you belong here. You don't look like you belong here. And they're tossing people out and taking their, you know, whatever. So I shaved my head again. So I got kind of a aging skinhead.
You kind of look a lot. You look like
white supremacist kind of thing going on.
Who's that guy in Breaking Bad?
Yeah, Walter White.
Walter White. You got the Walter White thing going on.
And I'm trying to grow like a
Duck
Dynasty kind of beard kind of thing.
Lord. You know, we're not going to be at a Trump rally.
No, but I just want to fit in. Well, and people are going to be able to tell that I'm a total phony.
Could you put your mic down a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I could do that.
Okay, just a little bit.
How much?
Okay, no, not that much. No. Put it up.
Where am I?
Not as close.
Where?
Put it less than mine.
Yeah.
Put it down a little more.
How about I turn you?
No, I don't want to go up. I want to. I was fine where I was. Put me where I was.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And put that one down about an inch.
Yeah, an inch.
Yeah. Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Right there. Right.
How's that?
That's
good.
That's good.
Well,
yeah.
I'm just gonna move it closer.
That's fine. No, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. Go ahead. So you're what?
What happened?
I don't know. You were saying something you were going to do.
Hopefully get laid. Yeah, no. I'm trying to grow like a Duck Dynasty. It's kind of a.
But aren't you sleeping on somebody's couch in Cleveland?
Yeah, I'm sleeping on the major. I talked to the major last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a retired major, I think.
And he's going to let you sleep on his couch.
He's going to. There's a couple of couches.
How are you going to have, like, a lady friend over if you're sleeping
I'm
on
thinking
a couch?
I'm going to their hotel room because there's a lot of, like, people on TV or media people that mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind hooking up with. And they're all going to be drunk the whole time, I'm imagining, because this Trump thing is, like,
this
the
is
end of the world for them, right?
And we are covering it live
they
for
won't
WFMU.
Need,
I think
political pundits after this, after he wins the election.
Well, okay,
it's just
now
like,
the thing is, okay, the thing is about Trump,
yeah.
he's actually banning and rescinding the credentials of all these major...
The
Washington Post, right? And all these other, like, blogs and stuff. We are going to be the only media people there.
Right.
We are going to be there, and Fox News is going to be
there. Fox News will be there.
And that's it. Right?
And the Trump channel. They'll probably start a Trump channel.
Trump channel, they probably will.
They'll be there.
And so we're going to be it. We're going to be it. And we're going to call in every day.
We are?
Yeah, I think
oh,
we
I have
are.
No idea. I didn't read that
Yeah,
email.
Yeah. No, I'm. Well, we have got an email. I'm making this up. I think we're going to call in every day with a live report. I think we're going to give a report from
I'm
the
looking
convention.
Forward to that. And then we're going to do a live show?
Yeah,
from...
I think we'll do a live show from
How are
the
we going to do a live show from Cleveland?
We'll just phone it in. Like we do every week. We phone it in every week.
We phone it in every week.
201-209-9368 if you'd like to join us on the phone.
201-209-9368.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to John. Say hello.
Oh, call screener John is there for you. Yep. Listen, Ralphine says we don't have any scores in. No.
What scores are they talking about?
Something called the Boodles. But here is Danny D.
What's Danny D?
Man.
Yeah, Danny D knows
Danny
what's
D's,
going on.
Danny D's got it on.
Supposed to be here. Here, I'll turn up his mic.
He's not supposed to be here.
Where are you, Danny D? There's this mic over there. There's a seat.
Okay, today's winners at the Boodles. Troiki Di Chardi 7564. Fonini Di Isner 0662 10-5. Martin Martin Del Pot something Decoric 6268. These scores sound like tennis scores. They must be tennis scores,
What's
right?
What's the Boodles?
I don't know. It's like tennis scores, but it sounds like they all have like Italian sounding
well, that's
names.
The last song you made me buy. That's Tip Single Ceremony. Ladies. Remember the ring? I still have it on my
Oh, single
phone.
Ladies. Oh, single ladies. Yeah. Hey, speaking of single ladies.
Do we
ladies,
get to meet Moon's Unit Zappa, by the way? Is Moon Unit Zappa coming in here?
Well, I don't know. She's going to be on Morricone Island after
I
our
can't
show.
Believe I'm going to meet think, Moon Unit gonna, Zappa.
She's probably like a 50-year-old housewife by now.
That is my type.
I guess.
That is what I'm all about.
That's what I'm afraid of. Like, if I ever left Sluggo, you know?
Yeah.
My dating cohort is this terrifying group of like 70-year-old men. I couldn't do it.
You're going to go to 70-year-old men?
Oh, you're never going to.
I mean, you're happily
I don't know.
Married.
What am I am happily married.
I'm happily
oh,
married.
Oh, this is
too,
sweet.
Too. Yeah.
Listener Aaron in Minneapolis asks, how can I win your love, Bronwyn, even though you are taken? I, if you are a listener to this show, I love you.
Meet that's us how, in Cleveland.
That's how you win our love.
Well, I want to look up places that we can stop on the way.
What?
On the way when we're driving out to Cleveland.
It's going
to
take us forever to drive.
It said 7 hours.
How many? Yeah, that's a lie. How many? It took like 11 hours to get to Pittsburgh. I mean, how?
We're not going through Pittsburgh.
Yes, oh, aren't we?
No, that's not the way. It's like 7 or 8 hours straight shot.
Okay, all right.
Route 180.
All right, we'll go.
So if you live in Cleveland or any place along Route 180 and want to give us some ideas.
I-80.
I have no idea.
Not 180.
I don't know what that means.
It's an interstate.
Yeah, okay. I-80. If you say so.
Okay.
We go through Newark.
Yeah.
You pick me up in Newark.
I'm not going to pick you up in Newark.
Where am I going? I have to go to Westchester? They won't even let me into Westchester.
No. Maybe you have to be here, and I have to pick you up
okay.
here.
That sounds fine.
Okay.
I
Whatever.
Mean,
I'll pick you up
really.
Someplace.
You can pick me up at my house. Right. I'll be drunk.
Oh, Boodles is a tennis tournament, so I was
Oh, it is?
Yeah. I knew.
See, I don't understand. They
the
do,
score sounded
they do
like
the
tennis.
Clay. They do the clay, which is stupid. I don't know why they're playing on clay.
Who? The Boodles people?
No, right. They do, like, before the French Open, they're all clay tournaments.
Well, this is, apparently the Boodles is a tournament ahead of Wimbledon.
So it's grass, right?
Thank you.
Is it a grass tournament?
Danny D.
What's the Boodles?
I don't know.
Where is the Boodles?
It's in, okay, Danny D. lets us know that it's
Yeah, why isn't he here, by the way?
It's played at Stoke Park, because we didn't talk to him and set
it
up.
I said it on the air that he should come this week.
Yeah, but that didn't make any difference. What you say on the air makes no difference.
Why doesn't he listen? He's one of the only people who listens to the show.
You have to email the winner of the challenge.
What do I have to do?
You have to, okay, I have to email, obviously, I have to email the winner of the challenge. And set up something. Danny D has an actual job. It's not like us.
I know. He's got nothing better to do.
He's got real work, and he makes money and stuff. Not, you know. Not like us.
Not like me.
We're broke.
I don't make any real money.
I don't make any money. Well, if I didn't have
$20.
If I didn't have, remember the week that I had $4 to get from Tuesday to Friday?
That was more money than I had at that point.
$4. I know. We're like the two brokest DJs at WFMU.
So do you think that the Cleveland winning the championship was no good? What are you thinking?
I watched most of that game.
Yeah, it was good, right? It was a great game.
Great game. That game.
I watched
seven,
Game of Thrones in the middle.
Yeah, I did too. But Cleveland and the Warriors, that was a great game.
Yeah, that was
seven.
A super
it was
good
very
game.
Very exciting. It was really close. At the very end, they were tied in the last minute.
Yeah, no one could hit a shot. Their arms were tired. Their legs were tired.
Yeah. No, it was fantastic. When they said early on, they said, Cleveland was down 3-1. The Warriors were up 3-1. All the Warriors had to do was win one more game, and they would have the championship.
Yes.
And they said no team has ever done it 31 times. Teams have been down
31 times?
Yes, that's what, I don't know. 3-1, and they've never come back. And I was like, they're about due, right?
Well, there was only two or three teams that had forced a game seven after being down
3-1. Yeah, right. So at some point, it's likely that somebody's going to do it.
Yeah, I guess they did it this year. I don't know. It was unbelievable.
Mrs. Curry was saying it was all rigged, so, obviously.
Mrs. Curry did say it was rigged.
She did. Steph Curry's wife. Steph Curry is
What's
a big...
What's her name, Aisha or something like that?
Yeah, she's a...
She's a cook.
Steph Curry is the star of the Warriors, the Golden
He's the MVP
Warriors.
Of the NBA.
The MVP of the NBA.
He hits three-pointers like it's
he's like a
going
machine.
Out of style.
He's like a machine.
He's an awesome player.
He is great.
But LeBron made he stopped the shot from going in.
Yeah.
Like he wasn't in the, so I'm watching, I have a giant TV.
Yeah.
So when I get nervous, I get right up next to
you
the TV.
You have a giant TV and you have all the channels.
I have all the channels.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, he went and blocked a shot?
Yeah, impossible. An impossible
Where
block.
Did he come from?
It's like impossible that could have happened. It's like defies the law of physics and yet he did it.
Yeah, he did.
So, give it to
so
him.
So he
okay.
is kind of awesome. I mean, he's pretty awesome.
Listener Folsom on the comments board says, didn't Jim diss Cleveland about them not having a chance to win? I'm sure he did.
I did, yeah. Clearly I did. I don't think anybody... Last week when we talked about it, I think they were down 2-0 or something like
that. Who knows?
I mean, a week ago they were down... Yeah, they hadn't won any games. They were going to get wiped out. I clearly did diss them. But I mean, I'm sure everybody else did too. There was no chance that they were going to come back 3-1.
Listen,
but then they took Draymond Green out because he hit somebody in the penis.
He's always like jamming people.
He
in the
punched
penis.
Somebody in the junk.
He's penis people.
But he scored 40 points. He was really good.
Yeah, I know he's really good. Why does he have to hit people?
He loves to hit people in the
why
penis.
Why does he have to do that? He does that. Yes. Okay. Thank
that
you.
Is a perfectly good word.
No, you can't say that on the air.
I could say the P word.
Well, we can say some P words and not other P words.
By the way, we can't say the name of this band.
But we're going to give away tickets to see them. Are you going to play the song now?
I'm going to play the song now.
Yeah, play the song. Do you have it queued up?
We're going to say the name of the band is PP Jeans.
The PP Jeans. The PP'd Jeans.
Wait a minute. Where did I put it in?
I don't know where you put it. Hit that button. Keep our mics on so we can talk about it.
This is a song from PP Jeans' album, Honeys.
Yeah.
It's called Bathroom Laughter.
Bathroom Laughter. We know about that.
Bathroom Laughter leads to kitchen crying.
Yeah!
Don't make me say I told you so.
Yeah!
Trust me now, soon you'll know. You're in the kitchen crying.
I saw you in the kitchen crying! Yeah!
So you can win tickets to this.
You
Where
can win
are they
tickets
playing?
To see them. Okay. This band, the PPP Jeans, with Lydia Lunch, Retrovirus,
oh, no way.
Richard Papier Cuts at the Knitting Factory, 361 Metropolitan Avenue,
nice.
Brooklyn, New York, this Friday.
You're in the hallway screaming.
I love this.
You're in the hallway screaming.
Screaming!
People are trying to get by, but you're screaming.
Okay, 7:30 p.m. this Friday. We have one pair of tickets.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's really good. WFMU, We have one pair of tickets to give away. Put that up. Let's keep talking over it. What are you doing?
I don't know. It's
good. Oh, why'd you stop it?
I'm in the hallway screaming.
I'm in the hallway screaming. Okay, so we have one pair of tickets.
One pair of tickets only.
For this Friday, 7:30 p.m. at the Knitting Factory, Metropolitan Avenue. What you have
to
do...
The historic Knitting Factory. It used to be in Manhattan, but now it's in Brooklyn, and it's still pretty
else.
Awesome.
It moved around all the time in Manhattan. And
I think it's owned by Wayne Marcellus or something.
It's going someplace else. Okay, so we have tickets to give away to that show, and you have to answer a question, and you have to call and tell Call Screener John the answer to the question.
Call Screener John is the referee of all.
He is the arbiter of taste and judgment and contests, and he's going to answer your call and take your answer, and then you will win these tickets. You have to call 201-209-9368.
201-209-9368, and name one person that Derek Jeter gave herpes to.
Yeah, Jeets! Name just one
just
of the
one.
Many people that Derek Jeter has given herpes
Don't
to.
Don't look it up on the internet. You probably know one of the famous actresses he's given herpes
you've
to.
You've probably slept with one of them yourself. So 201-209-9368. Tell Call Screener John just one of the many
people who have
contracted herpes from Derek Jeter, and you will win. Derek Jeter's getting married. Congratulations, Derek Jeter.
Boo.
Announced his engagement. Announced his
upcoming
marriage.
Not worthy of him.
She's like some hot Sports Illustrated model, you know. There you go.
Boo.
That's who they married.
She's in the commercial for DirecTV with the talking horse. That's one of the...
It's like Mr. Ed or something, only not.
It's one of the guys from the Flight of the Conchords. Does
oh,
the
really?
Voice of the horse.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat. How do you know that?
Because you could tell. It's germane. Oh, wait a minute. Am I supposed to talk to this person if they're on hold?
No. Nope. That means that he's put him on hold. He's going to take their answer. Maybe. I don't know. Go ahead.
Hello, Carl. You're on the air. It's a Sportsy Talk.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
I'm from Olapaw, Florida.
Hey, Florida's a great state.
Florida is scary. I'm terrified.
Paradise down here right now.
Paradise. Okay.
I'm calling for one of your listeners.
Okay.
You have a listener who cannot call because he's in prison.
Oh, I'm sorry.
His name is Scott.
Okay, but listener Scott could call us Collect, right? Aren't they allowed to call Collect from prison?
I don't know. Florida prisons might have different rules.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Now, what Scott wants you to know
is
that his sports business is that he's a referee in prison.
What?
Can we talk to him? Can we interview him on the air?
We need to interview the prison referee.
Yeah, totally.
Well, no. Because
he's in prison?
Yeah, he will not be able to get phone connection with you.
Can he send us a letter about his life as a prison referee? We could read on the air?
What sports does he referee?
He's listening right now.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Scott. What's going on?
We love you, Scott. Thank you for listening.
Stay strong, Scott.
Yep.
But, I mean, if he can get in touch with us and give us an idea what his life is like in the prison, because all I know about prisons is what I see on Orange is the New Black, which is a good show.
Really?
I don't like the main lady I want to have. I hope she's murdered. But everybody else on the show is great.
Yeah.
But I'd be super fascinated to know about Scott's life as a referee in prison.
Well,
referee of what?
Coming up, because he can hear you.
All right, yeah.
Well, let me
send
us
a letter at WFMU.
Wait, let me give the address.
Oh, what is our address?
I don't know. I'm looking it up.
Anybody who's in prison and listening should send us a letter.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love prisoner letters.
We've had listeners from listeners who were in prison who've sent us letters.
I love
before.
Prisoners.
Yeah, we do too. Of course.
I'm a huge prisoner fan.
Okay.
I will soon be a prisoner.
You are. We're going to go to Cleveland, and you're so going to get arrested. If you're lucky.
If I'm lucky.
Okay, so WFMU. Send it to Sportsy Talk. WFMU. Uh-huh. Post Office Box 2011, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303. Did you get that?
I did. No. I mean, I should have been writing that down.
You want me to repeat it?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
Sportsy Talk, WFMU, P.O. Box 2011, Jersey City, Jersey, 07303.
Correct.
You got it.
That's it. Thank you.
And I'm sure Scott has it as well.
Okay, good.
Sounds great.
I'm expecting a letter from him. And I thank you for being there.
Hey, thank you for
thanks for calling on
Scott's
behalf. We appreciate it.
All right, good luck in Florida. I know it's hot down there, but... Enjoy it.
Hey, today's beer on Sportsy Talk is Shed.
Shed?
Shed beer.
Is it from Poland?
No, it's some kind of craft
pilsner. It's a Hellbrook pilsner.
Some kind of...
A gnarly, noble, hopped pils.
Hey, people are...
Did they name any Jeter?
They're naming people on the comments board, but that's not helping.
Hey, you're not helping, you're not winning.
201, 209.
Do you want to win a ticket to PP Jeans?
Yeah, we can't say the name of the actual name of the band.
Apparently, we can't
air.
Say the name of the band. I can't say.
This is the first time we've. Well, this isn't the first time we've given away tickets, but it's the best time we've given
it's
away tickets.
It's the best. It's really the best.
Have, because call screener John is there. Yeah, this is awesome. 201, 209, 9368.
Beavis, this is the best song.
Shut up.
That was good.
No, I think that was, I was doing Beavis and Butthead.
I know, you're
this
doing
is Butthead.
Both of
them. She's in the kitchen crying, Beavis.
Yeah, she's crying. She's crying.
I have no idea what that means. We don't
she's
know. In the kitchen crying.
Yeah. All right.
That's from the album Honeys that came out in 2013. With a,
somebody on the
oh, look, the lines
board.
Are lighting up.
201-209-9368.
Win tickets to the Knitting
Win
Factory.
Win tickets to the Knitting
Talk
Factory.
Talk to
this
John.
Friday, this Friday. And it's a pair of tickets, so you can take somebody.
Yeah, get a friend.
Get a friend.
Go to the Knitting Factory.
Ask somebody out on a first date to
cry
see
on the
PP Jeans.
Cry in the kitchen.
Cry in the kitchen, scream you're in the hallway.
You're laughing in the bathroom, but crying in the kitchen.
Absolutely.
I have no idea what that means.
Who knows? That's
complicated.
It sounds very
some Lou
complicated.
Reed action.
Yeah, something's going on. So congratulations to Derek Jeter for marrying some model.
He didn't marry him yet. There's still a chance. There's still
to,
a chance.
They're going to get married.
If you want to get herpes from him.
I mean, maybe you could still get herpes from him after he gets married. I don't know.
Am I supposed to put one of these people on the air?
I don't know. Is there,
we really should have talked to him a little bit harder about this.
About
someone's
how
on hold, so I mean,
okay,
I guess
well, put them on the air if they're on hold. I guess so, yeah.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. It's just Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
I guess they didn't want to be on the air. Put them
bye.
Off you. What? Do you have the?
Oh, I didn't hit the red button.
Oh, well, hit the button
what?
The proper way. What'd you do?
Oh, they're
did
calling
you...
back.
Okay, call
maybe.
Them back. Maybe.
I don't know.
What do you do? Do you know how to run the
no.
thing?
No.
All right. Are our mics in mono? Yes.
Maybe. Yeah, we talked to the other guy about
know,
his friend in prison.
It's fine, right. The Shed Brewery is in Middlebury, Vermont, says listener Mike Carmichael on the comments board. On the comments board, to what is it? WFMU.org? Yes.
.org/
yeah, you can do that.
BC/playlist
/. Just whatever.
The ESPN Naked issue is coming out.
What?
So who of these people do you want to see naked?
Nobody.
Antonio Brown.
No.
Dwayne Wade.
No, I don't even know who they are. I don't know.
You don't know who? What do you mean you don't know
who these people are?
What about Vince Wilfork?
No.
Do you know who he is?
No.
He's a giant fat dude from used to be on the Patriots.
Why would I?
Greg Louganis. Do you want to see Greg Louganis naked?
They
don't show. They don't show.
Greg Louganis.
Penis.
I mean, it's like you know. I mean, he's
I can
almost,
say penis still, right?
Yeah, you can still see.
How Greg often can I say it?
Greg Louganis is a diver and a swimmer.
Yeah, he was great. He's a great diver. He's an Olympic diver.
He's almost naked already. I mean, you've seen everything. I mean, he's wearing that little Speedo. Thing. I mean, you don't need to see him naked. You've
I don't need to
everything.
See him naked.
No, you've seen everything you need to see. That's fine. You know who else?
Conor McGregor.
Who's that?
He's the MMA fighter.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
He's the Scottish looking dude.
Well, I like.
They were talking about him fighting Floyd Mayweather, but
I like Scottish looking guys.
No chance of happening. There's like okay. six lines lit up. Wait a minute. What is John doing? He's on one line.
Okay, he's what he's doing
there's
is
two
he's,
other lines that
he's
are lit
answering
up.
He's answering the people that are calling
there's
in
only
to
one
win tickets.
Person right now.
That's okay. We'll let him let
everything's
him.
Fine?
Everything's fine. Yeah.
All right, so you don't want to see any of those people naked?
No. Is that who it is? I mean, who
I
do
mean, there's
I want
a lot
to see naked?
Of, there's a lot of ladies.
Who would
too.
I want to see naked? Oh, well, who are the
I
ladies?
I think Vince Wilfork cuz he's like a linebacker. He's like a he was the dude in the center of the Patriots. A defensive line that would block like three guys at the same time,
I don't care about
and then
the
eat
Patriots.
One of them.
I don't care about the Patriots.
Oh, somebody's on hold.
Okay, well, if they're on hold, put them on the air.
Hello, caller. You are possibly on the air. That's good. 201-209-9368. Win tickets now.
Win tickets now. Did
with your herpes
win?
Knowledge.
Did somebody win with their herpes knowledge?
I have
knowledge?
No idea.
Name just one person who got herpes from Derek Jeter, and there's
hello,
a
hello, caller. You are possibly on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
It's Danny D. I'm not going to start
D.
with my Beavis.
Boo.
Yay.
Boo.
Danny D, when are you coming? coming in to claim your prize as a co-host?
We'll got to work it out. Time is going to be complicated.
I suppose so, because, I mean, you're running you're running the Trump campaign, it's difficult, I suppose.
Oh, good God.
You could get that job, dude.
Yeah,
I mean,
totally.
That guy got fired
that
yesterday.
That other guy got fired. You could take over. What the hell?
Well, if I give him my Beavis impersonation, maybe.
Probably.
Beavis! Beavis!
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. That's not bad.
Thank you.
Anybody under the age of like 30 or 40 doesn't understand what
I
we're
know.
Doing.
I know. Nobody under the age of 40 even listens to this
Danny
show.
Danny D, can you explain to me why the Devils picked up a guy who hasn't played in the NHL in like 4 years named Mark Savard?
Look, because they're looking to the future, of course.
The future of what exactly?
No. Here's the logical thing. Okay,
yeah.
The Devils, this is not the year for the Devils. I think the plan. No, I'm serious. I think the plan is such that they're going to grow assets, grow the team. So they're not going to spend the maximum amount of money to the cap.
Okay.
Now, there's two factors at play. One, the NHL also has a salary floor. And so if you're not going to spend to the cap,
you have to spend a minimum salary in the NHL. Yeah.
You do.
And a good way to make the floor is by picking up a guy with a $4 million contract who's not going to play. And a draft pick. They got a second-round pick. Basically, they cleared two guys that weren't going to make the
big.
They got rid of a couple guys that weren't going to develop anyway.
Can you even skate if you're in the second round? Like, I don't understand. Like, what's a second round pick in the NHL draft look like? Nobody, right? Like, I've never even heard of a second round pick.
Guys that come out of the second round.
Who?
Wait, how many?
There've been some good players.
Name one guy.
Guys that come out all
name one guy that came out of the second round.
How many people?
Brett Hull was drafted in like round nine or something.
He was not.
He was only drafted round nine because his dad was good, and then he ended up being a Hall of Fame player, as it turned out.
Now, John, come over here. John's going to announce the winner.
John is going to announce the winner. We have a winner for our ticket contest.
Yes. Sit down at mic three, John.
Right there.
Where Danny D should be.
Dang.
You never arranged it. Okay,
I didn't. What?
Over.
It's my fault. What did I do?
It's your fault.
What did I do?
Plugged in? No.
Everything's fine.
Okay.
All right. So John is going to announce the winner.
John, can you hear? Okay. So John, just
how many prisoners called us during that?
Just the first.
A few.
Just the first name.
Listener James.
Yay!
Congratulations!
Congratulations! And who did he say caught herpes from Derek?
He was a sharp guy, but his number one was the Alyssa Milano.
The Alyssa Milano did catch herpes. Very good. And did we have any other kind of guesses from anybody? I mean, people were guessing. I saw people on the comments board.
There was a lot of people guessing.
People on the comments board guessed like Madonna and stuff.
Unfortunately,
Madonna probably gave it to Derek Jeter.
Listener James was the first caller.
He won right away. Congratulations.
I sadly had to turn a few people down.
Oh, sorry.
Don't make listen to sports.
You got to be quick. You got to be good.
So other people who have allegedly, I guess we have to say allegedly, do we?
No, we know.
No, we don't. Okay. Mariah Carey, Scarlett Johansson, Alyssa Milano, Jessica Alba, Jessica Biel, Jorge Posada.
Jorge Posada's on the list?
I put it on there.
What? He's, you know.
That's the alleged.
It's worth sleeping with. I would sleep with Derek Jeter, A. And
yeah.
B, I would sleep with any of those people. And herpes is
you'd
just like,
with,
whatever,
you'd sleep,
man.
You'd sleep with anybody. You don't care.
Whatever. No problem.
Is this a new segment on the show, Herpes Talk?
Who would you be willing to get herpes from?
Herpes Talk.
I don't want to get herpes from anybody.
I mean, I don't want to, but if you got to, then.
I don't know. I had a really adorable.
Well, everybody probably catches herpes from the call screener phone anyway.
What?
You use the call screener phone.
Oh.
The call is coming from inside the station.
Run!
Poor John. John was so nice. I had to, like, drop that bomb.
Okay, thanks.
And it'd be a pleasure to talk to you.
Likewise. See, I like that. He has a good decent dose.
He's great. He's great.
We
will
lucky.
Put him on mic as often as we can.
He is a very important part of the most trusted team. Thank
like,
you,
like, if you have any Rex Ron, any Wex Ryan quotes, he's John.
We should have him read, like, dramatic readings of poems written
idea.
By Rex Ryan.
Oh, that's a good idea.
No problem.
Wexy talk.
Wexy
talk.
I'll start practicing
for you.
Well, congratulations to listener James.
Thank you, listener James.
Danny D, you going to come on next week, or what's going on?
Thanks, John.
I got to work it out. I don't know if next week's going to be
You can't
good.
Call
I
Mr.
Gotta,
Trump
we'll
and
talk.
Ask him for the day
we'll
off?
We'll talk offline about what might work.
I have to talk to you offline? What am I doing? What are we doing?
We've done this before.
Jim, you have to know how to do this. This is ridiculous.
I'm mostly drunk when I'm not here at the station.
Well, you're mostly drunk when you are here at the station.
All right, Danny D, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Danny D.
All righty, and safe travels to Cleveland.
I mean, we're not stopped. It's like a month from now.
We're just going to drive straight through. It'll be fine.
You want to join us? You want to meet us? Meet us out someplace?
McDonald's is very good.
Which one?
The DuBois, Pennsylvania McDonald's is very good.
DuBois McDonald's?
DuBois. It's next to the Hitchin Post.
The Hitchin Post? What is the Hitchin Post?
The donut there went out of business a long time ago.
All right, yeah. Give us as much information as you can about the sad journey we'll have to make from Pennsylvania to Ohio.
We're
I would say this. There is a point where you got to gas, like there's a long stretch. If you have an economical car, it won't matter. But if you don't, there's like a stretch of the good middle of Pennsylvania. There's a whole lot of nothing.
Pennsylvania.
We're renting a Kia or something like that.
I think we're gonna steal a car. You know, we could rent a car, but like we could steal a car for free. We'll just bring it back.
It's going to get trashed.
If you park a car in Cleveland, it's going to get burned up or whatever.
Yeah,
anyway.
So we don't care.
All right, Danny
D. If you're doing it Cleveland style, you really should do a fire truck.
Fire truck?
Did you see that? They had a whole big thing after the Cavs won.
Yeah.
People were tuning in to listen to the Cleveland police scanner, and so there were reports that they stole a fire truck. And then apparently Cleveland police replied on Twitter or something that, it's right here, and they wrote it in back in all caps. It was very madcap.
Wow, I've never.
But apparently that's the new thing. If somebody wins something,
you steal a
fire
truck.
Then you go to that city's police.
And you wait for the riots to begin or something like that. Flipped over a couple cars on Sunday night. I'm not ashamed of it, but then it was like nobody else did anything, and I was a little shocked. I thought there'd be some looting or something like that.
You think
one of these years we gotta get you in a demolition derby car?
Why not?
Yeah, we talk about this every summer.
And then I send you a link, and then it's either too late, or you don't look at it.
Have you sent us a link yet, Danny D?
I mean, we're gonna be murdered in Cleveland. If we're not murdered in Cleveland, we'll drive a demo derby car.
Cleveland County Fair is like the second week in August. I'll see if I can get. I'll see if hopefully we're ahead of the entry deadline.
Call your pals, make some deals in smoke-filled rooms, and then we'll go out there.
Can we drive like a rental car or Kia?
We'll drive the rental car back from Cleveland.
And go right into the
demo. As long
as
you get the insurance, you're fine.
Yeah, we don't care.
My question is, how many of the demolition derby cars are going to be like painted for Trump? Half of them.
It's a crazy campaign. It's a campaign like unlike any other.
We'll see what happens. That's why we're going. It's going to be historic.
I'm super excited. You got to do some. You got to do things like Periscope and stuff.
We're going to Periscope.
We're
going to have nonstop footage of me sleeping.
Yeah, everywhere. and eating those Polish sandwiches.
Polish poor boys. Enjoy.
Tear gas sandwiches.
Yep.
Tear gas sandwiches.
Thank you, Danny D.
We'll see you later.
Thank you, guys. You're the best.
Bye.
I know we're the best.
We are the best. And our call screener is the best.
Our call screener is the best. I mean, Danny D is a good call screener, too.
Yeah, but call screener John is...
Who screens the calls for Frangry and the Michelle?
I don't know. Police?
Like, who does that? Do they go directly to the Jersey City Police Department and then come here?
I don't know.
I was going to talk about the soccer game tonight.
Oh, yeah, tonight. Okay, so lots of exciting soccer stuff happening.
Well, the European Championships is exciting.
Euro 2016, very exciting. Wales is killing it. Yay, Wales. And that's
We were going to play some Welsh songs, but we couldn't find any.
But Wales is like... it's like a tiny country. It's mostly a rugby country. It's not even a soccer country.
And it's a rugby country?
Yeah.
I thought it was just like a singing country.
Well, they sing. They sing and play rugby and go down in the mine.
They
go down in the mine and they mine the coal.
Is that in a Welsh accent? I have no idea.
I don't know.
I've never met anybody Welsh. I have no idea.
I'm allegedly Welsh.
What's the name of the poet? Dylan Thomas?
Yeah.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage against the dying of the light.
A yellow leaf in the darkness. Do you know that one?
No.
Oh, you should look that one
up. That's the only one I know.
A yellow leaf in the darkness skipped and I started.
Rage. Rage against the dying of the light.
So exciting things in Euro 2016. Iceland is through in their group. They've never actually beaten anybody.
They're the smallest country to ever qualify.
And it's the first time they haven't had anything in a national, like an international. They've never had a national team in an international competition.
Is that true?
Yeah, since like 1964, they won some woman's handball tournament or something.
Really?
They don't, yeah, and they are. It's so exciting for them that they are like.
Well,
in
they
Euro
get like every game. They get like 10% of their population to go.
Yeah,
to the game.
Yeah, shows up right for the entire country shows up for the game.
Yeah, no, it's
crazy.
Like 30,000 people show up, and that's like 10% of the people who live there.
Who live there? Yeah, and they're doing great, and they had an own goal in one that they almost won, which was tragic, but they tied
it. Yeah,
it
was no good.
Yeah, it was very bad. But anyway, so they haven't actually won anything yet.
And
but
all their names are like Haldrudsson and Thorsson.
Yeah, that's how their last
it's
names
really,
go.
It's like, whoa, they're really, all their last names go like that.
Well, all their last names, it's like their father's son. So
yeah,
that's
so
how
it's
they
like
do.
Thorsson.
So what's your dad's first name? What's your
Tony.
Dad's, Tony. So
Anthony's son.
You'd be Anthony's son or Tony's son. You'd be Jim Tony's son.
I mean, that's not a bad name.
And I'd be Bronwyn Betty's daughter.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad, right?
It's all right.
So they do like, you know, Gunnar's daughter, Betty's daughter, you know. Daughter,
I've seen those.
Daughter.
Because I've read there's a book called Jar City that I read. Because there's only about one murder ever in all of Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
But there's somebody who writes mysteries about Reykjavik murders.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, like, I can't remember the guy's name, but
oh,
the big famous
me?
One,
I'd
his name
it.
Is like something son.
God, I love Reykjavik. I had the best time there. I can't wait to go back.
I'll give you that. Yeah, Jar City's great.
All right, thanks.
It's kind of like the Wallander books, if you've read those.
Yeah, I have read those.
Except
the
dude's fatter and sadder. So, like, his life is super sadder. Wallander ones are good because it's like he's got a family that hates him. His ex-wife hates him. His daughter hates him. They all hate him. Everyone thinks he's a jerk. And then the Iceland ones is like his life is even sadder. And he's fatter. Mm-hmm. And he wears like the same sweater every day. And it's got like vomit on it and stuff. It's awesome.
That's fantastic.
But he's a genius.
Okay, I'll read that.
Yeah, you should read that.
I'll read that
Jar
next.
City.
Okay, so that's Euro 2016 happening.
Yeah, I don't understand. The European one is a bunch of third place teams make it too.
Well, no, they have the way it's set up is they have the groups like in a normal thing, like in the World Cup, right? They have like groups through F. So what's that? Six groups.
Yeah.
A B C D E F. Yeah, six groups, four teams in each group.
Okay.
They take the top two finishers in each, right? So that's 12, and then they need four others.
Yeah, I don't
so
like
they
that.
Go they go into the third place ones and they do like tiebreakers and stuff.
No.
And they pull four of the six.
I don't like that.
Yeah, well, you know. Nobody,
I'm saying
nobody cares what
why not just invite every team in Europe?
Yeah.
And then have some of the groups on the same.
Lots of them are bad. Lots of those teams are
how
bad.
How did the Dutch not make the damn
I don't know.
Wait a minute, there's somebody's missing from this.
Wait, didn't Croatia beat Spain?
Croatia beat Spain today.
Yes.
But I don't know, maybe Spain had a bunch of guys on the bench or something
so apparently,
like that.
Apparently you can watch it on ESPN or ESPN2, but
yeah,
I don't
want to ruin it for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I don't have those, so I don't want to watch them, but
I have everything. I have like 16 ESPNs.
Oh well.
I have naked ESPN.
Jeez. Somebody on the comments Carmichael in the comments. No, was it Carmichael? Somebody said they wanted to see you naked, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's just Google me.
Yeah, just Google
Jim. There's all kinds
of
pictures of me.
Yeah, all sorts of things.
There's a picture of the Village Voice. Put Village Voice, Jim, Poet, Burley, I don't know.
Yeah, you'll
see. Be able to see me naked.
You'll see. I don't think there
you'll
are any
be
naked,
sorry.
I don't think there are any naked pictures of me online.
I wish.
I hope not. I don't think so.
The Russian track and field team, you were correct. They were thrown out of the Olympics.
Yeah, and now it turns out that like maybe all these swimming teams are going to be thrown out. And
the
entire
swimming is boring.
And I think the entire sport of wrestling is being thrown out.
Well, I thought they already did that. They just brought it back, didn't they?
Maybe it was weightlifting. There's some sport that everybody is so doped up that they're throwing out the entire sport.
I don't see. They did that skit back on Saturday Night Live in the 80s where it was the all drug Olympics, and I was totally fine with that. Like, if you're all drugged up, whatever, that you're professional.
As long as everybody is.
Yeah, just give anybody, like, do whatever you want.
As long as it's an even playing field.
Whatever you got to do, take LSD.
Yeah.
You know.
Whatever.
What else is going on?
We didn't talk about the Staten Island Yankees changing their name yet. Oh,
well,
this is good. You guys got to call in for this. This is important.
Oh, someone's calling in?
Well, I hope so.
Okay.
The Staten Island Yankees, right?
Yeah.
They're gonna change their name because they're the Yankees, they're the New York Yankees farm team. But they want to have a more Staten Island identity.
Okay.
So they're asking the public to suggest some names.
Okay.
So, you know, right away, you know, Batsy McBallface is in play.
You think Batsy McBallface
Batsy
is going to be the name of the team?
Is the name of the team. What else? I mean, you had
I put
a good
the idea. I sent the Staten Island Ferries.
Staten Island Ferries. Yay!
You could have a ferry. I don't know. I mean, yeah. Dodgers was just a bunch of guys jumping out of the way of the subway, the streetcars.
I don't know.
That's an idea. How about the dumpsters? Is that a thing?
Yeah, the dumpster fires.
Dumpster fires.
Dumpster fires.
Hello, caller. You are possibly on the air. It's a Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Put it up. It's Aaron.
It's Aaron from.
It's Lister Aaron.
From Hey, Aaron. What's going on? I can't hear you. If you can turn it up. Aaron, we can almost not hear you on the air, Aaron. If you could turn up the volume on your end.
I don't think I have herpes from anyone or anything.
Are you sure,
That's
Aaron?
Good. That's good, Aaron. I'm glad you don't have herpes.
That's good.
That's a good thing.
It's a rough go when you have the herpes going on.
I guess, yeah.
Because I don't watch sports ball that much, but I have a story about the Minnesota Vikings head coach.
Oh.
I met Bob Aaron from the Minneapolis that gave him hell about losing so much. We had a very animated conversation.
And what do you say?
At one point, I was like, why do you choke so much? His reply was, I will choke you. I shot back. Think about the publicity. Seeing that the Vikings have had the best publicity due to Adrian Peterson being a wife beater and a child beater. And people wonder why I don't like the Vikings. They lose and they have bad news.
Adrian Peterson being a child beater. I got that.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, he did. He got in a lot of trouble for
very good, Aaron.
Beating his child.
I'm excited that listener Aaron is calling us. This is great. Thank you for calling, Lister Aaron.
I didn't realize that you had met the Vikings coach.
Yeah. I think he said he met him in an ambulance, but I'm not sure.
What?
Thanks. See ya.
Yeah.
Okay,
take care, Aaron.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for the call.
Lister Aaron calling us. That's great.
Hey, Aaron.
Lister
What's
Aaron
going on?
In, I think he's in Minneapolis.
I think he said he was in, yeah, he was from mm-hmm. Minnesota.
Yep.
Great.
Thank you. We have great listeners. 201-209-9368 is the number to call.
So who would you name the Staten Island?
Okay, so if you have an idea for the name for the Staten Island Yankees to change your name.
Is it better than Ferries? Or is that too close to Ferries?
I think yours is.
Ferries would actually be a good name, too.
You say it differently.
I would say Ferries.
I just say everything with a schwa, so it all sounds the same.
So give it to me.
Ferries and Ferries sound the same to
me. You say Ferries. Wait a minute. You say Ferries? Like
Ferry. No, I say Ferry. Like Ferry, F-A-I-R-Y.
All right, we're going to play Root or Root?
Yes. When Danny D is here, I've got a whole game for Danny D to play.
Well, I want Joe Firestone to call in, and she's going to play Root or Root.
We're going to play. Wait, I've got a better one. It's
Root,
Root, Route, or Rut.
Root, Route,
Root.
Roof.
Rut or Rut.
Root.
Root. Root is spelled R-O-U-T-E. Route is spelled R-O-U-T-E.
Root, roof,
is spelled R. Root. Not roof, root, root. R-O-O-T.
No, you pronounce
R-U-T.
All of those words the same way.
I do not. Root, route, root, and rut. They're different words.
Root, route.
Although root and route are spelled the same, they're pronounced different depending
they're
on.
They're not spelled the same.
R-O-U-T-E, R-O-U-T-E, R-O-O-T.
I'm saying root, like roots of a tree.
You're stupid. That's root.
Yeah, but that's R-O-O-T.
Yeah, that's a root.
So you said R-O-U-T-E.
Yeah, root.
Yeah, that's root, like
that's,
root
no,
80
like,
that we got to go on.
Yeah, exactly. Root 80.
Roof is a roof.
No, not roof. We're not doing roof. We're doing root.
What's the other root? What?
Root, route.
I thought it was
rut.
Root, roof, root,
no,
or rut.
No, no roof. No roof.
No roof?
No, rut.
What's a rut?
A rut is like the roots of trees or the roots
yeah,
of your
root.
Hair.
Yeah, root. A root?
A root.
I don't know what you're talking about.
A route is like a highway. A route is like a paper
yeah,
route.
Yeah, what about roofs?
We're not doing roofs.
I thought there was four of them. Root, no. Roof, root, or
no,
rut.
No, no, root, route, root.
What's root
rut?
And route?
A rut. A root and a route.
What
are
the,
spelled
what,
the same?
Yeah, what are the
different
two different
words.
Meanings of root?
I'm
of
trying
root.
To tell you. No, there's root is like a highway, and a route is like a paper route.
A paper route?
Yeah, like
it's
when
a
you're,
paper route. It's the
no,
same thing.
No, when you're delivering papers, it's a paper route. You have a paper
no, it's
route.
Not. Did you ever route? Have a paper route?
My friend
yeah,
Mark
okay,
Peters
so,
did.
Yeah, I have a
paper
I have a paper route.
Yeah, you had a paper route.
It was
route.
A paper route.
No. Route,
yes.
Route is a highway.
So
route
that's another
is,
one?
Route is
but
a,
we're not doing roofs?
We're not doing roofs. We don't have to. We're doing
we
rut.
Should.
Rut and root and rut. R-U-T, rut.
I don't even know what's happening anymore.
Hey, put up the background thing.
Oh, yeah. Do put I still have it up?
I don't know. You should.
I'm not a real DJ.
There you go. Good enough. So on the comments board, we've got, people are saying crick, creek, soda, pop, gums, gooms. They're saying Staten Island dumpers, Staten Island garbage rats, Staten Island hotshots. I think the Staten Island dollar vans. Because I took a lot of dollar vans when I lived on Staten Island.
I had no
Island.
Idea that was a
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, that's how you get to the ferry.
Oh, DJ listener Kat
yes.
was in the metro New York area.
I know, and she didn't come visit us.
Didn't come visit, didn't say anything, didn't say, hey, like to see you.
No. She said she couldn't see us this time. Maybe she'll see us next time.
When?
I don't know.
When did she say that?
I don't. She online, you know.
No, she
on
didn't.
The Twitter, on the Twitter.
Where?
You have to look on the Twitter.
No, it's
we have
not.
A Twitter,
I was looking on the Twitter.
Sportsy Talk at Sportsy Talk. That's our Twitter thing. And at let's see, what are we now? We're WFMU at GOP. Is another thing that
oh,
we're
we
doing
are
on the Twitter. Yeah.
I haven't figured that out yet. You do all that stuff.
I know. I do.
You do all the business
why
stuff.
Why don't you do it?
Because I'm stupid. I don't know what the heck
wait,
I'm doing.
What are the names? Okay, so I think what we ought to do is I think we ought to put it on the Twitter. We'll have a poll
on the Twitter
for what should be the best.
We'll submit
Staten
it.
Island Yankees
if you have
name.
A good Staten Island, you can go to the Staten Island Yankees website and send it directly to them too. But also
yeah,
let us know what you think.
I think
because Las Vegas needs an NHL name. They're apparently
going
to announce that they're going to.
Why is Las Vegas having a hockey team?
Because they have a giant. Sure. They built a giant stadium. And no one bets on hockey because you would lose a lot of money.
Yeah. Lister Cat's on the comments board.
She says
maybe in September. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I'll
maybe.
Be dead by then.
We're going to get killed. We're going to get killed in Cleveland.
I'll be in jail. Visit me in Cleveland Federal Prison, whatever that is. I got to look that up.
Hey, Marconi Island's coming up next.
Yeah, with the Moon Zappa.
Moon Unit Zappa? That's pretty exciting.
Yay!
Yay!
I love celebrities.
Wow. We got real people in the studio now.
Yeah, I'm really very self-conscious now.
We might as well leave.
Yeah, I got to go now.
I think we ought to finish.
Yeah, let's
all
just
right.
wrap it up.
Okay, do you have a goodbye song or anything?
Goodbye.
Okay, wait. Oh, wait, I know our goodbye song. Wait, let's do our goodbye song.
Sad baby eyes.
Sad baby eyes.
I'm too self-conscious now.
Wait, I have to do the...
Moon Zappa is here.
I have to do the
always
thing.
Had a crush on Moon Zappa.
Okay, so this has been Sportsy Talk on WFMU East Orange, WMFU
yes.
Mount Hope,
yeah,
online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. We will be back next week.
Possibly.
The most trusted team in sports talk radio today. Thank you very much to call screener John for screening the calls.
John did a great job. Big touch.
You're
touched.
Being touched by
That's probably just Marconi Island touching me again.
No, it's not.
I'm afraid to look.
Look.
I can't look.
He's going to be so excited.
I'm.
Look, he's turning red.
I've died. And
look at.
Gone to hell.
Oh!
We have to go.
He has to go.
Goodbye.
Right
stay
now.
Tuned for more Coney Island and Moon Zappa. Oh, my God.
I hope somebody took a photo of that.
Beginner. you ever seen. He's the world's greatest sinner. I said the world's greatest sinner. As a sinner, he's a winner. Honey, he's no beginner. He's rotten to the core, baby, you can't say no more. He's the world's greatest sinner.
Thank you. people to find a way to get to you. Do you think that I'm crazy? Out of my mind? Do you think that I creep in the night and sleep in a phone booth? Let me take a minute and tell you my plan. Let me take a minute and tell who I am. If it doesn't show, then you better know I'm another person. Do you think that my pants are too tight? Do you think that I'm creepy? Let me take a minute and tell you my plan. Let me take a minute and tell who I am. If it doesn't show, then you better know I'm another person. We are the other people, we are the other people, we are the other people, you're the other people too. Found a way to get to you. We are the other people, we are the other people, we are the other people, you're the other people too. Found a way to get to you. Do you think that I love you? Stupid and blind. Of holding you near me. Take a minute and tell